From Spark and Anvil and Real Forge, this is Dolly and Snip in Chapter 1 of the Real Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Geminon 2.5.
A kid came to Real Forge with a moment that wouldn't land, and it sent two very different teachers to the same editing bench. The scene was simple. A girl hears a knock, crosses a room, and opens a door to find her long-lost brother. The reveal, the brother's face, had to hit. But the footage felt wrong, and the kid couldn't say why. So the kid went to Dolly, the otter tween who moved cameras, and then to Snip, the mantis shrimp tween who cut them. And the two of them, who usually worked at opposite ends of the craft, leaned over the same footage together. And each, at first, was certain their own way was the way to get to that face.
Dolly went first, because moving was her trade. "Don't just jump to his face," Dolly said. "Glide to it. Start on the girl's hand on the door, and let the camera drift slowly across and up to his face as the door swings open. A slow move connects them. It carries the audience across the space between the two of them, so we feel the distance closing." She rolled an imagined cart, smooth and slow. A glide keeps time flowing. It says, "These two belong to one unbroken moment. Watch them come together." The kid tried it, and it was beautiful, tender, the reunion flowing in one long breath. But something about the surprise had gone soft. The brother's face arrived gently, expected, instead of hitting like a shock.
Snip had been watching, and now she saw the other truth. "Your glide is lovely," Snip told Dolly, "but this is a reveal, a surprise, and a slow glide warns us. We see it coming as the camera drifts up. If you want it to hit, you don't move to it, you cut to it." Snip mimed a hard edit. "Stay on the girl's face, her hope, her fear, and then cut, sharp, straight to his face, all at once, no warning. A cut jumps time. It skips the space between and slams the two things together. That's how a surprise lands, not a drift, but a jolt." The kid tried Snip's way, and the brother's face hit, sudden and electric. But now, oddly, the tenderness was gone. The reunion felt abrupt, almost harsh. Two strangers snapped together rather than a distance lovingly closed.
And then, over the one bench, the two of them built it together, and had the kid build it, hands on the footage, to feel that move and cut are two tools for two different jobs, and that a real scene often wants both. "They're not rivals," Snip realized aloud. "They're two ways to travel, and this moment has two feelings in it." So they layered them. First the build, Dolly's slow glide across the room and up the girl's hopeful, frightened face. The tender, unbroken approach, time flowing, the distance closing. Feel her cross toward the door. Then, at the exact instant the door opens, Snip's hard cut, sharp, no warning, straight to the brother's face. The glide had built the tenderness and the tension. The cut delivered the shock. The kid watched it and made a small sound, because now it landed whole. The long ache of crossing the room, Dolly's glide, connecting, and the electric jolt of the face, Snip's cut, surprising. "Move to build the feeling," Dolly said. "Cut to spring it," said Snip. A glide binds, a cut breaks, and knowing which one a moment wants, or where it wants each, is the whole art of getting there.
Afterward, watching the kid recut the scene, Dolly admitted she'd always thought a smooth move was the better way, that cutting was just what you did when you couldn't move the camera. And Snip admitted she thought the opposite, that a clean cut was the real craft, and a glide was just showing off. Neither was true. A glide where a cut belonged went soft. A cut where a glide belonged went cold. Move and cut weren't better and worse. They were connect and jump, two different jobs, and a scene usually needed both, each in its right place. They started teaching the traveling lesson together after that. One bench, two tools. And the kids who learned it that way carried something past the editing room. That there are two ways to arrive at anything. Ease toward it slowly or meet it all at once. And that neither is the right way in general. The moment decides. Dolly and Snip, who had worked at opposite ends of the craft for years, found they'd always been two halves of one question, move or cut, and that the best scenes knew exactly when to glide and exactly when to jump.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Dolly and Snip. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.